want to turn to this issue of the Mueller investigation again, because it's about 1 year now since this whole thing has come into place. The Mueller probe that started out into alleged Russian ties with the Trump campaign. It's now gone over a year. To this point, it's found nothing. And Mueller insists, though, on spreading his broad net further and further from the original focus. And that's caused the president and others to name it as a witch hunt. But congressional committees have declared that there's no evidence to justify its continuance. Vice President Pence, just a week ago, if you recall, told Mueller to shut it down, bring this thing to a conclusion because it has no basis and it's dividing the nation. A federal judge or two weighed in, stating that Mueller is operating without lawful authority because it's way exceeded the reason for the investigative committee to put in place to begin with. So it continues, though, with a host of new claims of evidence, theoretically, uncovered. Now, last night in an interview with Laura Ingraham, Rudy Giuliani made it clear that the Mueller team has no evidence of wrongdoing on the part of the president, and he has no authority to subpoena the president, which is headline stuff out there right now, is that it's going to happen. And Giuliani says, no, it can't. So I'm going to start and jump right into this right now, David New, bring you in early here today. You're a constitutional attorney. You're aware of what's happening. I'd like your opinion on one specific part of this today, and that's simply this. Does a special prosecutor, like Mueller in this case, operating under the authority of the Department of Justice, does he have true constitutional, lawful authority to demand a physical appearance of a sitting president before such a committee on these grounds or, frankly, any scenario? Can you answer that question for us?
Well, it's so nice to be with you. Clearly, what he has so far, he doesn't have enough for anything. I mean, I just don't know what he's got. And he's now investigating events that occurred before Donald Trump ever even ran for president. And this shows that he's fishing. And that indicates that he doesn't have a lot of evidence. So he really shouldn't be having, he really should shut down because he just doesn't have a lot of evidence. And he's trying to get people to turn, and I don't know what the deal is. You have to remember, though, that President Clinton did participate in a discovery action while he was president. And of course, that's what really got him in big trouble when he started talking about it depends on what the definition of is. And that's where he got in trouble. So hopefully President Trump will not. He has an enormous ego.
Okay.
But
well, David,
he will not do that.
Well, David, answer my question. Does the special prosecutor have lawful authority to subpoena a sitting president?
You know, that's a debatable issue.
And, well, you are. I'm glad you were so precise. I'm glad you were precise.
I was trying not to answer that question. I told you before we came on the program that lawyers get paid by the word, and I was trying to talk my way out of that, and you taking me back to that question.
Well, I know, because that is what law is all about. And I'm going to shift from that, Gary. I want to go to you, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of the problem with this investigative committee. It depends. It's maybe. It's possible. And that is why it's becoming so dangerous what's happening there.